Good morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today's Tuesday, April the 16th, and bond yields continue to rise in the U.S., putting some stocks in the penalty box. 10-year U.S. Treasury is off another 35 cents to yield 4.66%. 10-year Canada is actually up 13 cents to yield 3.72. Not total surprise, given the hawkish comments coming from U.S. central bankers, with some implying no need for rate cuts in 2024. Big U-turn from what we had in January, and giving long-duration assets another roadblock. Jay Powell actually talks at 10:15, so cross your fingers that he doesn't waylay markets on the way through. Of course, it's also earnings season, and today's beats coming from United Health and Morgan Stanley. United up 5.9%, Morgan Stanley up 3%, have stemmed the slides on the Dow, this S&P and NASDAQ. We note the Dow Jones up 131 points at 37,867, but we have 16 of the 30 stocks in negative territory, led by Apple, J&J, and Honeywell. As for the Mag 7, NVIDIA, Netflix up 1.8%. In fact, the other ones are also up except Apple and Alphabet. They're both slight losses here in this morning. The overall, though, we have the S&P up just 1 point. So it was negative 15 minutes ago. It's at 5,062. The NASDAQ up 19 points at 15,904. In Canada, the TSX slightly weaker here this morning, off 52 points at 21,687. We are getting hurt by interest-sensitive stocks this morning, like utilities, telecom, and financials. On the plus side, technology, healthcare are both up over 1% this morning, and energy is also in positive territory. However, Canada's March CPI moved up to 0.6%. Street was looking for 0.7. So the pundits are saying maybe a June rate cut is still on the table. We'll have to wait and see how the Liberals come out with their federal budget after the market closes today, and could affect markets in a negative fashion tomorrow. Overseas markets sliding across Europe, Germany down 260, France down 112, London down 145. So that is 1.4% drops plus 1.8 negative for London. European Central Bank is actually talking about having a rate cut in June, still on the table. But again, data dependent. As for the Asian markets, Tokyo down 761 and Hong Kong down 351. That's a 2% drop in Hong Kong markets. China GDP is being revised downwards from 5.2 to 4.6. So a little bit shaky there. In commodities, gold up $29, $2,412 an ounce. Middle East tension certainly adding to situations there. Copper losing 7 cents to $4.30 a pound. That's the Chinese GDP numbers hurting that. Crude oil losing 11 cents, but still $84.75 a barrel. Natural gas down a penny at $2.25. As for the Dixie, the trade-weighted U.S. dollar, it's gained another 1/10 of a penny at $106.30. So it's not good news for the loonie here. It's off 2/10 of a penny, trading at 72.32 cents U.S. It's going to cost you $1.38 for U.S. dollar, $1.46 for the euro, and $1.71 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.